I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Playbooks released this week introduce new COVID-19 restrictions and requirements ahead of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Japan's government declared a third state of emergency last week due to rising infections. Opinions about the global event are split evenly into thirds in host country Japan. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says one third wants to postpone another year, a third wants to cancel altogether, while the final third wants to go forward. Asian Access has massive outreach plans for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. They're adjusting those plans to each new development, but their mission remains the same.
Let's pour love on people who God has placed in front of us. Not so much if they can do Olympics, we can share gospel. No, regardless of the decision, how can we do this?
And a pastor in Laos has just been released after spending a year in prison. He was convicted of creating disorder after holding church services without permission. Christians in this Southeast Asian country often experience persecution at the hands of their neighbors or the communist government. Joe Handley of Asian Access says Laos has a sanctioned church, but the government watches it closely. Still, persecution can sometimes have a positive effect. A church leader said this to Handley.
If any of us, you know, do something that they think are out of line or they want to come down on us, they oftentimes will put us in jail or prison or beat us up. And what happens is everyone in the community is curious. Why would they do such a mean thing to this nice person? So it actually leads more people to coming to Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can find us here on social media or on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.